the rest of the story. There'd been a trial following the shooting incident. A formal courtroom proceeding complete with attorneys and judges and jury, and the gunman was found not guilty. However, because the trial took place outside U.S. jurisdiction, in Black Hills territory, technically belonging to the Lakota Sioux Indians, the verdict was declared illegal, and a new trial was scheduled, and the appropriate warrant was issued, and the suspect was arrested again. United States Marshal Henry C. Ash, Ben Ash Associates called him, subpoenaed the necessary witnesses, including the most necessary of them all, the man who was actually shot in the shooting. And guess what? Wounded, recovered, he was nowhere to be found. His name was William R. Massey. He was a steamboat pilot, adventurer, bit of a gambler. More significant, he was a longtime personal friend of Marshal Ben Ash. But anyway, September 1876, Ben set out to track Bill down. Wasn't too terribly difficult. Little more than a month after the shooting, Captain Massey was once again piloting steamboats on the Missouri and the Yellowstone, was working for a company based in Bismarck, North Dakota, and it was there that Ben caught up with his old friend. There's going to be a trial in Yankton. October 18, he told Bill, you got to testify. Bill answered that he'd already testified. Once was enough, but that trial was illegal, Ben tried to explain. And Bill replied, don't care, not going. Why on earth not, Ben wanted to know. Well, it was simple, said Bill. The first trial had attracted comparatively little attention, if only because it was over so quickly. But a trial in Yankton, all of the newspapers would cover it. Even more to the point, Captain Massey's daughter would be disgraced by the sordid circumstances under which her father had been shot. Well, that put Marshal Ben Ash in a tight spot, his friendship on one side and his duty on the other. But Ben chose duty. And he requested that the United States attorney issue a bench warrant for the arrest of Captain William R. Massey. Bill was taken into custody September 12. He was jailed. Week later, he made bail. But he was compelled to testify at the trial of Jack McCall. And in so doing, Captain Massey backed protesting onto the pages of history. For you see, even as Bill appeared on the witness stand, he carried inside him, specifically embedded in his left wrist, the solitary bullet fired by the assailant. The bullet which a millisecond before had murdered the man sitting across from him at the same game table. And the daughter, for whom Bill Massey had feared intolerable, unbearable humiliation. Well, she, Ada Massey, after that bullet was subsequently removed from her daddy's wrist, would carry it proudly on a delicate chain around her neck until the day she died. Bill Massey, 64 years as a riverman, included every imaginable rip-roaring adventure. Yet only one of them shamed him. And that's the one for which he'll forever be remembered, the time he was shot in a poker game in Deadwood, South Dakota, by an assassin named Jack McCall, whose bullet, now hear this, whose bullet before crashing into Bill's wrist had passed clean through and killed another poker player named James Butler Hickok. Wild Bill Hickok. Now you know the rest of the story.